We all borrow ideas from other people, but how far is going too far? How do you infuse you into your content if you're copying or stealing from other people? How do you not do that, but still get good stuff from other people? That's what we're talking about today. Welcome to Create Live, where we explore how to create an impact through content that is truly, authentically you, and that leads to a business that just feels good and feels right. Here you get vulnerable, honest conversations. We hold nothing back. We tell it as it is. And hey, we don't always agree. We want to celebrate your uniqueness, and we encourage you to embrace your magic, because that's the only way you're going to succeed, by being uniquely you. I'm Laria Petrucci.
And I'm David Foster.
Let's do this. So today we're talking about copying others versus creating completely new, unique content. And, you know, there's only so much that we can do new in this world, right? So it seems like we're always borrowing from other people. It seems like we're always copying something or emulating something from other people. So today is just an open conversation about what copying is, what stealing is, and where that line is between okay and too much. So what do we mean about copying or stealing? Let's think about like Peter McKinnon, for example, right? Or what's his name? The guy that does the fancy B-roll too.
Matty Hapoya?
No, the guy that started the space in
Chris
New York.
Chris Erickson?
No,
Casey Neistat?
Casey Neistat. I'm sorry, Casey. That wasn't a dig at you. I'm terrible with names. So like Casey Neistat, Peter McKinnon, these are kind of some creators that people often try to really copy versus emulate, right?
It's still emulating.
Okay, what's your definition between stealing, copying directly, and emulating?
Well, I mean, if they sat up and completely like copied him word for word, like set up their shots exactly the same. I mean, when you are inspired by somebody and you try to learn their style, mm-hmm. because you're inspired by it, that's not copying, that's emulating. I mean, it's still kind of copying. So, but you're copying to because you're inspired. So it's not
right. So we watch other people, right? We watch mm-hmm. other live streamers. We watch other content creators. We watch and observe and absorb constantly from other people. So, you know, oftentimes what happens is that you wind up copying exactly. Right. So like talk about, so you and Chris like came up with like Pete Roll, right? You started doing Pete Roll on mm-hmm. Geeks Live. And would you consider that emulating?
Yes.
Like explain what that was.
Yeah, we were emulating Peter McKinnon. We were just trying our best to match his style.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, I don't know. I think the thing is, like, if you're copying, I just think it's your motivation.
It does feel like a motivation thing, right?
Because if your motivation is because you're inspired and you're like, because like learning those people's things, like Peter McKinnon taught Casey Neistat some things that Casey now uses in his shooting mm-hmm. that increased his quality. And he never thought of it before until he hung out with Peter.
Right.
And so, you know, whether it's inspiring, it's like I look at every single thing that I've done in my whole entire life. And I talked to when I was in Oregon one time, we were up in the mountains in the federal forest up at a hot springs. And there was a guy who lived in the mountains, a homeless guy, up there in the hot springs. And he taught us like stretches and stuff to do, like when we're hiking and all this other stuff that was really good for your back, et cetera. And he wanted a ride down to town. And I asked my friend, I was like, are we going to actually take him down to town? He's like, why are you worried about it? I'm like, no, I'm going to sit in the back with him. So I sat in the back with him and we had a conversation. And I learned a lot from this guy about his views of how the world was created and stuff. I mean, he had some really far out stories, but that was his world. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what every interaction we have with another human being, we take a little piece of that. If we're doing it right, we take a little bit of that with us, and that becomes new things that we either learn that we like or we don't like. And that's part of what forms who we are as a person. And so, you know, I look at me as a compilation or an emulation or whatever of all these people that I've met throughout my lifetime that have inspired me, that have given me advice and that I've taken and stuff like that. So, you know, everything that we do, we're basically copying somebody else for the most part. I mean, there are original things that happen, but those original things get copied and,
right,
you know, so
there's nothing new in this world. So it's all a copy of a copy of a copy.
Well, that's not necessarily true. There are new things.
It's all adaptations of something, right? I don't know that there's anything truly new, new versions of, new takes on, but everything kind of has the core of something else. So I would say that, like, when you steal, it's about when you take it. It almost feels like it's when you take the entirety of somebody else's thing. For example, when I was Callie Lewis, there were often times when people would kind of steal my format, right? Or like copy or emulate, but it felt like a total copy or ripoff of who I was, because they would try and do the format exactly the same, the length the same, the way I like split it up into five different gadgets in a single show, like the jokes that I made, right? Like there were a bunch of people who would literally copy the entirety of it versus a part of it. Right. And so I always think of when you're copying versus stealing or versus taking a piece and running with it and making it your own. It's like when you take somebody else's whole work and you copy that, that doesn't really lend any room for making it your own. So what are the pieces of that work that you like and enjoy? And how can you make the rest of your formula, the rest of your format, the rest of your humor, right? You. And I think that's the key difference between
also if you're stealing, not necessarily scene, but if you're copying somebody's style as far as shooting video, that's one thing. But if you're also stealing the way they tell stories, because stories are what makes the content unique, because
right.
The story that you're telling is your own. The way that you tell it can be, I mean, if you look at like every movie, most of them have a certain color. I mean, there's the cinematic look, right? And that's a style that has been adapted over the years in Hollywood, but it's the storytelling that makes it different, that makes it unique to a director or unique to a writer. So I think that that's the difference. As long as you're not stealing a story and the way people tell a story, and you're telling a story your own way, then, because it's like, if you look at like how many bands have been inspired by the Beatles,
right?
It is insane, because if you listen to certain, like there's so many bands that I can listen to and I hear a guitar lick and I'm like, that is obviously to me a Beatles inspired lick, right? So it's like something that I recognize.
I don't even know what a lick is, but sure.
It's just a little phrase of music.
That... Oh, you mean like the shark song, which goes...
No, not
baby
like the shark
song. Do, 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 so, baby shark do, do,
like
do, do,
when the,
do,
like if I'm listening to a song...
He's totally going to ignore me.
That I can... Because like the Beatles have inspired tons and tons and tons of musicians.
Yes.
So they're not stealing. It's just like their music was so good. And like for me, when I first learned guitar, all I learned were Beatles songs. Mm. I mean, that's all I learned to play at first.
So who else are you going to emulate, right?
Right.
Like,
because obviously I'm picking up their style because I'm playing like that. Then I started learning Eric Clapton. Then I started learning different things. So it's like I took little pieces of that, which then turns into kind of your own style. But if you think about it, it's still taking a style. And then even with a guitar, I'm taking the Beatles style, I'm taking the Eagles style, I'm taking Eric Clapton, a little bit of those each time, and I'm learning how to tell my own story
right.
through music with their inspiration. So at first it is like I'm copying them because I played it exactly how they played it. And then I played it exactly how Eric played it and stuff like that as best I could. And then taking it and like, then I did something on my own. I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. And so I take that and expand on that, and then it becomes my way of telling a story in a different way than they do. So I think that that's probably the key, is you're not stealing the story, you're stealing the method or the
You're stealing one piece of, right? Or you're taking one piece of and adding you to the rest of it. I think that exactly what you said is that you start out by stealing almost, right? Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Like, I never got mad at people for stealing the entire thing, even though it was like, what? I mean, that kind of feels like me right there, you know? Mm-hmm. but at the same time, I never got mad at that because it's part of the learning process for every single content creator out there is understanding what the things are and then slowly but surely adding you to it, just like your guitar story. And I think that that's okay. If you, somebody in here in the chat room, because we're recording this podcast live.
So if you guys ever want to watch, just look for Create Live out there all over. And you'll find the podcast and come join us and join in the conversation.
Yeah. And Andy said, isn't content stealing taking without acknowledging?
No, that is not. So
I mean, is a version of it.
There is a version of that. Yes. If you're outright stealing content and not giving, you know, a hat tip or whatever to the person that you're stealing it from, that's one thing, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, you know, taking a concept and emulating it. But like, and you can always share who inspires you. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm always happy to say that I'm inspired by the Beatles or with content. I'm inspired by Casey Neistat and Peter McKinnon and Sarah Dietschy and those people that are really good at storytelling, Jesse Driftwood. Mm-hmm. I like to look at what they do and I like to try to do it. I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. And then I'd play with it and try it. And then in playing with it, in doing things, you kind of learn your own style.
There's a quote that I'm trying to think of because Kenna on YouTube just said, steal like an artist, which it looks like it's a book or something, but there is an actual
Steve Jobs
quote.
Said something about that.
Yeah, there's a quote. I was looking for the quote.
Good artists borrow, great artists steal, or something like that.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
And so, you know, like take bits of magic of somebody else's, you know, great things and add you to it. Steve on Facebook said something very similar to that earlier. And I think it's very important that we realize that there's a process to this process. Dustrick on Twitch says, I think copying is inevitable. You can't have inspiration without first having someone go before, right? Like you having somebody before you to be inspired by. So it's all very, very important. Dan says, as a writer, everything you read influences and shapes your style for sure. So, Doctor says, where can I get those headsets so I can steal your style and do a podcast outside? Seriously, though.
These are the Audio-Technica BPH-S2s. Audio-Technica BPSH2s
yes.
headsets.
So there you go.
Check
now
those
you can
out. They
our
are
style.
Awesome headsets.
So I think it's a very important conversation because I have people who ask me this all the time. It's like, you know, I don't want to steal from you, but I love what you do. And it's just something to be aware of in your process, right? And you don't want to take it all. You want to take pieces. What are the pieces that mean the most to you, that you're most drawn to, and adapt that? It's interesting. Andrew Locke, one of our early mentors, or my early mentors, said one thing very, very important in a mastermind session that I've always remembered. And it was about you learn what it is. You learn the lessons that are out there to learn, right? And then you adapt it for you. Adaptation is absolutely key. And so when I think about adaptation, I think about making it your own. I think about adapting it to your personality, to your style. And honestly, as content creators, especially live content creators, you guys have to you have to play. You have to play with your content to figure out what is you, right? Like, you can't
You do that by watching other people and getting inspired. Mm-hmm. That's how I've learned to do a lot of things. You know, I look and watch people and take a little bit of that style and then make it into my own. And then I realize that I like to do things slightly different.
Yeah. Juan on Facebook says, I think it's impossible to copy B-roll footage unless you record shot for shot. But if you start your videos with, what's up, guys, like Peter McKinnon, that would be absolutely copying. Yeah. If you just like, if you took somebody else's like phrase that they're known for, what's up? I can't even do it.
Fronosphoto.com.
Like if you did David Knows Live, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not good at phrases. So anyway, I think it's something to be aware of, something to play with in your own content, your own style, your delivery, your storytelling. All of that can be inspired by, can be adapted by and emulated from other people. Just beware of the absolute copy line and the stealing of things. And I think we've given you some good examples to go by. And just always ask yourself, am I taking the best of what I perceive the best of to be from somebody I admire? And am I making it my own? If you constantly ask that question of, am I taking and then adapting into my own style? Then you'll get there, right? And it's okay to not be there immediately because, like I said, if you're just getting started with content, it's just, there's no way to know what your style is until you play and do and try new things. And that's totally okay as well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Nicole Chocolate Barbie. I'm using this info and incorporating it in my business. It goes for Facebook posts too.
Yeah. You listen to us, you pay attention to what we have to say, and then you think about how you can wrap that into your own content. You know, I always, one of the things that I teach in our courses, in our workshops, is about when it comes to content creation, is that you can create content all day long, every day, because you never are at a loss for anything to say. If you are, go listen to other people's stuff and then take your own spin on it, right? So it's totally okay, because that's how we all share ideas. If you think about how we connect with each other in person and have conversations around an idea, and then you go out from that conversation and you wind up sparking another conversation with a completely different person that wasn't involved in that first conversation, you're extending the conversation, right? You're extending
continuing it.
You're continuing it. And you may take something that was said in that original group conversation and actually pass that on as knowledge to somebody else. And that's okay in real life. And I always, always, always like to relate content to real life situations. And that's okay, because you start to think differently when other people bring up conversations or different topics. And so if you go listen to other people's podcasts, if you listen or watch other people's live streams, if you go out and consume a lot of content, read books, magazines, whatever, and you're looking at different, like your own topic, but other types of content, other topics, things that have nothing to do with you and the topic that you create content around, you'll start to adapt and take information from one thing and relate that to your topic of choice and have a completely different view on that because of all of the content consumption that you're doing. So actually listening to other people and actually paying attention to, you know, what other people's opinions are is absolutely key in your own content creation. Whew, that was a lot of conversations and content creation all in one phrase.
Yes, it was.
But hopefully that makes sense.
Passing on knowledge can be interpreted as mansplaining.
I don't think if you're in the right mindset.
Yeah, no.
Right?
I email myself reminders all the time, real life things I experience that I later use in my content. I recently had lunch at Five Guys Burgers that turned into a blog post.
Yes. Mike Cohn on Twitch. Yeah, exactly. I keep a notepad. I keep a Google Doc full of content ideas. I keep Trello, you know, like whatever works for me in whatever situation I'm doing. But having a storage place for all of those ideas or those conversations that might lead to something, you have to be constantly paying attention and open to content ideas. And you will be able to sit down and just start talking. You don't even have to, eventually you don't even have to plan for it. Mm-hmm. Content ideas are just in there because you're consuming so much and thinking so much and open
but
to that
also,
conversation.
But that's, it's also hard. It's hard to come up with content sometimes. Like I struggle, I've really struggled over at Geeks Life coming up with content all the time. You know, because we're all on information overload and thinking about, you know, content all the time. It's a challenge.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is.
I have ideas constantly.
Right, but you never take action on most of them.
They go into my list of things to actually take on. Like, I actually do pull from that list all the time.
Right, right.
All the time. Yeah. There's so many ideas that I can't get through them all. I don't have time to create all that content.
Right.
But I do use them. Michael uses Evernote. Juan on Facebook uses Bear, the app, not an actual bear.
Bear. Never heard of it.
Yeah, Bear. My client was talking about that for a while. You tried that, didn't you?
No.
I thought you did.
Mm-mm. Not that I know. Not that I know of.
Fred suggests Google Docs. Mike suggests Quip for gathering of ideas.
Quip.
Quip. I've not heard of that.
I've heard
of
Quip. I just heard
of
Quip. Yeah. I just heard of it last night, actually, because somebody was talking about, what was it? Something for live streaming using Quip. I'm not sure.
I start with Google Docs spreadsheets for ideas. Then I work them. Then as I start to work them up, I create a full script with links, etc. before doing the video, Ron says on YouTube. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So Aninal is asking,
you
like,
mean
how
angel?
Do you. But that's not a G.
It's supposed to
it's
be
a
G.
Nine.
But it's supposed to be a G. It's
how
angel.
Do you know it's supposed to be a G? It's
anal? Aninal? Is that what you're really saying?
Angel.
It's angel.
We'll go with angel. What? You say things all the time without realizing what you're saying. Now, come on. How do you evaluate what's notable to your audience? Or in other words, how do you know what your audience would find valuable? I mean, that's another topic for another day in an entire conversation. But essentially, you have to play. Like I was saying with finding your own style, it's okay to play and do different things at first as you're finding your style, as you're finding your content zone. Then it's okay to play and do different things and talk about not completely different things. Like if you're going to talk about, you know, quilting, you wouldn't talk about live video. Right? Or unless it related somehow, but you want to like in your zone of content ideas and then what you're telling your audience that they're going to get from you, you just play with ideas of different ways to explain things, of, you know, how to's versus different types of content. I'm not explaining that well, but, you know, different types of content and different ideas that you might have. And then you'll see where your audience picks up on it, right? So you'll see an increase in views, or you'll see an increase in engagement, and you know that that's where your audience is interested. You can also just ask. It's
yes.
Okay to do that as well.
If you have an audience.
If you have an audience.
Don't ask if you don't, because then it's kind of weird.
Yes. And that point, if you don't have an audience yet, you just do. You just do a variety of things and you figure out what you like. And
see
if you
sticks.
Do see something that is sticking with your audience, then you go full force with that.
Right. It says Angel was taken. Give me a break.
Oh, this stopped updating then.
Yeah. That's the one thing I don't like about Restream.
Yeah.
Is that chat. It just stops sometimes.
It's not completely.
And then when
perfect.
You refreshed, it's all gone. All the chat's gone.
All right. So
I have too many ideas. Interest cannot package them so easily. Yeah, it's not easy. Angel.
It's not easy. I mean, we, you know, we're going through this.
But nothing worth doing is.
Definitely not. We go through this all the time as we're, you know, making adjustments to our business and our content.
We're making an adjustment right now. We're so, you know, we've been having a conversation around the Create Influence podcast, and we feel like, you know, we've established ourselves in the live streaming space, and we want to stay in the live streaming space. And we were trying to think, should we go outside of that and target creators as a whole? Or should we try to figure out how to keep it in the live space? And so we've decided that we're going to try and keep it in the live space. So this podcast, which is Create Influence right now, is going to become Create Live. And we're going to focus more and just keep focused on live streaming because that's the space that we're in. And so it's
but
like
that doesn't mean the it doesn't really mean that
the content's
the
not
content
going to change a whole
changing.
Bunch.
Right.
It's just whatever we talk about, we're going to try to tie it back to how it relates to live video. Because most things do. If you're creating content, most of the strategies and ideas and stuff all relate back to live video.
Yeah.
And we just feel like.
And when you're thinking about content and exploring what that is to you, sometimes it just takes time, you know, and you can't be harsh on yourself. You have to do and you have to play and you have to get out the whiteboard.
Get out the whiteboard and write some stuff down over and over and over.
Over and over and wipe it away and then go at it again. And, you know, none of it is easy. I can't lie. It's not an easy process, but it should be fun. It should be something that you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. It definitely should. Good. You guys look like you should be commentating on golf. Maybe we are. We might have been earlier. And yes, Chris, we are in Washington State.
We certainly are. Oregon's right over there.
Yep, we can see Oregon from here. So we're like right on the river's the border. The river's the, like if we swam across the river, we would be in Oregon.
I don't know what you mean, Chris. So far, you don't have anything to talk about. Do you mean when you're just getting started with content, you don't know what you're talking about at that point? Yeah, you know, there's a whole in, and I'll be doing like a.
Maybe Chris is saying so far we don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, we have plenty to talk about.
Yeah, we just did a whole podcast. So if you're saying that and you didn't hear that whole thing, at this point, you're right. We're not talking about much. But earlier, we were talking about a specific topic. So.
But yeah, no, what was I saying? I was saying something. I don't remember. Anyway, I've been impressed, Kenna says, with the change that you two have made since last August. Yeah, there's been a lot of movement forward in, directions that we want to take for the future.
One thing that I'm irritated with that,
oh boy,
that we want to change big time is this dependence on Facebook. Because it's like we see all these people that are building their businesses and they're building building out these memberships in these communities in Facebook groups. And I'm just so sick. Like, so I used to develop my company back in 2010 that I started. We developed apps on Facebook. That's what we did. And Facebook changed so much all the time that we just had to stop. We just had to stop building apps for Facebook because we were in constant development mode. And it was frustrating for the guys because, you know, for instance, we were building Facebook page apps so people could basically build a website on Facebook with the tabs because you used to be able to use custom tabs. You used to actually have a default landing tab. So when you went to somebody's Facebook page, it defaulted on whatever tab you set it to. So you really could have a really cool experience on Facebook as far as sending people to like a lead magnet or something like that. And we built that all out. We got it. I mean, it cost like, I don't remember, $350,000, I think, somewhere around there. And the day we launched it, literally, and this is the thing. The day we launched it, they came out with Timeline and rendered what we had just developed, spending all that money, completely useless because it was a completely different way to communicate with a page what they changed it to. So we had to rebuild, and we did get it rebuilt. But, you know, just doing that all the time, we didn't want all of our finances and all of our futures to be dependent on a platform that didn't – give developers a heads up. Like, we could, they wouldn't even tell us how wide the timeline was going to be. Like, we could get no information. They would not tell us anything. And so we just decided that that just wasn't what we wanted to do. And the thing is, with Facebook groups and stuff, they keep making changes. They keep getting these privacy things wrong. Like, you can't even comment on live streams anymore in groups unless you connect to this special link and give permission, when you've actually already given permission because you joined the damn group. So it's just the things that they're doing now are getting frustrating, and I don't want to have our group dependent on that. And it's also not efficient for finding information. We have people asking the same questions all the time. You can't find a post because it moves all over the place, like if somebody else comments or whatever. And it's just getting frustrating. So we're going to be working on our own site to where we can have a lot more control over that. And yes, it will be off of Facebook, but you know, my thinking is, if people want to be lazy and just stay on Facebook, then we have to just let them. But we can't put our eggs in that basket and be lazy ourselves just because people want to be lazy. If they want information, they want to be part of a community, then they will. They come to our website to get our courses. So while they're at the courses, they might as well be able to be part of the community. Yep. So we're getting ready to do a major overhaul like that, because not because we want to, but because we have to.
In order to have a future, right?
Because the most important thing for us is community. And right now, our community is so inefficient because it's so dependent on Facebook and people posting and everything, that we have no way to have ongoing conversations around certain topics, because those topics work their way down. And then when somebody comes back into the group, it's not even there anymore. And to be able to search that out and everything. So we just want to have our own control over it. And that's what we're going to be working on. So,
and we want to give a place for other people to, you know, be seen and connect with other community members as well. So that means you guys. So stay tuned for more on that. We'll actually announce something soon. But yeah.
But we don't want to, like Dustrick is saying, what about Reddit? We don't want to be dependent on any third party platform. I mean, we will have to be dependent on a platform, but one that we build out. So, you know, that way we have control of the content. If there's changes and stuff, we're making them.
And of course, that doesn't mean that we're not going to stream to platforms.
Right. We will be streaming.
Of course.
Like, we'll be doing the podcast and streaming and all that just like we are now. It's just as far as building community. We're not going to build a community on Facebook.
Yeah. So it's, a lot of people are all on board on that. Move away from Facebook.
I've just been screwed by Facebook too many times. Like, for instance, just last year, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give them another shot. I'm going to go all in producing content on Facebook. I started doing daily content on Facebook. Then all of a sudden, something happened, and I couldn't upload videos. I couldn't do all this stuff with my Facebook account. I couldn't figure out why. I tried asking people, couldn't get any support help, couldn't get anything to work. And finally, I just had to say F it, and I went back to YouTube because it was so messed up. My experience on Facebook completely changed. Like, all my left navigation menus were gone. Like, I don't know what happened. It was almost like they saw that I was doing daily content and said, you know what, forget this guy. And I'm doing it from a verified page. Like, our page is verified and all this other stuff. And I was like, I was going all in. And then I had to turn around and tell the community, well, we're going all out because Facebook screwed me. You know, so I don't know. It's just Facebook. Every time I start to forgive Facebook and think I'm going to, like, go all in, they do something like that. And
so everybody wants to talk about Game of Thrones, which we can do, but we have to end this podcast first because we haven't ended.
Let's end the podcast so Philip doesn't have to listen to Game of Thrones and get spoilers.
He already saw the spoiler.
He saw the major spoiler, yeah.
He just walked into the room.
All right, ready? Done?
No, we have to end it anyway. So hopefully that helps give you some direction and some ideas in terms of how to adapt, how to really think about your content, and just be okay with that copying process, because it is a process and it will take you some time to figure out who you are as a live content creator. And that's 100% okay. Just always, always ask yourself that one thing. Am I adapting and adding my own unique take to this? And that's where you'll see the magic happen.
Agreed.
Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. And also, if you're on Anchor, you can leave us a message and tell us how awesome we are. or whatever you want.
And remember, we record these live, so if you follow us, come out and join the conversation on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, Mixer, Twitch. We're on all of them, so come over and say hello.
We'd love to see you. Thanks. Bye.
Hear you next time.
No, we don't hear them.
Or,
oh, my gosh.
You'll hear us
next time. We're never going to get this right.